You're with Fenella Kernebone here on RN, and this is By Design.
Indeed you are. And in fact, still to come on By Design, rugby league star Darren Lockyer talks about his passion for contemporary architecture and how should we respond when a bridge collapses or a ship sinks. In the conversation, I speak with author and engineer Henry Petroski on the subject of failure. But right now, it's time for the Design Files. And today, our writer in residence, Colin Bissett, heads to his favourite restaurant and ponders on the design of chopsticks.
A disposable pair of chopsticks is a simple pleasure. Of pale wood, symmetrical and slightly tapering, linked at the flat top, they have a pleasing handmade quality, as well as being reminiscent of a pair of knitting needles. Prise them apart and you have the perfect eating tool. Perfect once you know how to use them, that is. In China, where chopsticks originated, they are used not only to hold food, but to push it from the bowl to the mouth. No one is quite sure when the first chopsticks were used, but chopsticks made from bronze have been traced back some 3,000 years. Their name comes from Pidgin English, denoting quick, as in chop-chop, as they enabled speedy eating. The Japanese favour a sharper chopstick than the Chinese, but luxurious versions were made in either country, inlaid with shell and precious metals. Silver was used in the Tang dynasty, as the metal darkened upon contact with some, but not all, poisons. Only the imperial family was allowed to use chopsticks made from gold or jade. Lacquered designs are common in Japan, and carved ivory or bone was always a sign of wealth, but nowadays it's the humble wooden ones that we see most often. In both China and Japan, throwaway chopsticks are now a major ecological problem. In China alone, over 50 billion pairs of chopsticks are thrown away each year, having caused just under 4 million trees to be felled for their timber. In an attempt to slow this deforestation, exports of chopsticks are now taxed and people are encouraged to carry their own personal pair or to use plastic ones. To my mind, the wonder is that even in plastic, and despite a history of thousands of years, they remain magical as only something so simple can.